wars against the culture. When one listens to or looks at what is projected as the latest in hip-hop culture, it is hard not to be disturbed by it. This is especially so for someone who genuinely looks with admiration at the sheer act of cultural creation that black and Latino youth came up with several decades ago in the South Bronx in Brooklyn. They took stuff stored in their attics, the basement, or the trash to create an art form that the whole world nods its head to, a beat, an aesthetic, a way of speaking, walking, dressing, and being that has circled the world more than any satellite ever built. From Africa Bambaataa to Kool Herc to KRS-One to Chuck D to LL to on and on, this music form is now the most popular selling music on the planet. Yet, it is impossible to speak of the creativity which is expressed without noting the nature of the product that is now being force-fed into millions of young heads today. It is also impossible to ignore the gross negativity that the corporate structures have decided should be sold or blared to the masses. Rarely in the relatively recent history of popular music have we heard such naked negativity against women, probably the majority of black people in the nation or of the female persuasion. But to hear a recent song which used the lyrics, "Move, bitch, get out the way," brought me up short. It reminded me of other anthems that had passed by my ear and kept on going, not finding a home there. And I thought of the companies that were making millions, if not billions, on the sales of this material, and the hundreds of thousands of young kids, mostly white, who spent their guilt buying this material, and in an attempt to piss off mom or make pop apoplectic, played it loud and often on their CD players at midnight. Culture is the stuff that folks create that feeds the soul and reflects their view of the world in which they live. In the commodity culture that is the U.S. today, culture is the creation of an artifact that sells. It has nothing to do with the soul and everything to do with commerce. Much of what we have come to call works of literature and art that is highly regarded today would be considered flops if we measure them by how the market responded to them. The novel Moby Dick, written in 1851, written by Herman Melville, was a commercial and critical flop. It is now seen as an international work of great art that its writer, who died in poverty and obscurity, never lived to recognize. This is not to say that guys and gals who create raps shouldn't sell their work. That's stupid. It does mean that they should think about the impact of their art upon the young, upon those who may be exposed to it tomorrow in generations to come. It doesn't mean that the state should police this art. I oppose that vehemently. Yet it does mean that people who create an art form that is truly international in its impact should think long and deep about how it can be used to transform the dark and grimy worlds too many of us live in the prison house of nations, the U.S. ghetto. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.